All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Sex with Katabark. And this week, we've got a great show for you. We're going to talk about oral, both for guys and girls, and we'll give you some techniques and some ways to get into it. But before we get into that, let's talk about our weeks. How you been, Kat? What has been happening?
Oh, I know. Oh, my God. I feel like I haven't spoken to you properly in ages. I mean, we do still hang out, but like when we hang out, I guess it's like all of our other friends there. Like we don't have like proper one-on-one catch-up time, and maybe not sex story catch-up time.
No, we haven't had sex story catch-up time in a while. So this is nice.
As per usual, I always have a doozy of a story. There's always something going on. So this week I sexted for the first time since probably high school, I reckon.
You were sexting in high school.
Were you not sexting in high school?
No, I was a fucking nerd back in high school. What were you doing in high school if you weren't sexting? I was probably playing computer games.
No way.
No, me in high school.
But before you had sex, did you not sex with the people, like the random girls you met like on Bebo or MySpace?
Nah, never.
Oh, like, God, I used to all the time.
Almost every time. But we're like opposites.
What do you sex now?
Yeah, sexed all the time now.
What are you sexing about now? Can't you just say, hey, come over?
And yeah, then just but sex you want to build instead it of up. Sexed. You want to build it up. Like, what? If you're not seeing the girl for a week, you want to like have some anticipation going.
Maybe it's different because you're not, I don't know. Maybe I get paid. Yeah, too, like, maybe too much of my sex is paid. And it's just like, hey, going to see you for an hour. Yeah, hey, going to see you for a collab.
I need to. Even if the girl's coming around for sex, I want to build something up.
Yeah, I don't even really do much sex on my OnlyFans. I don't know. None of my fans like sex. I don't know. Am I supposed to be sexting them?
Well, I don't think many guys do it. I just appreciate it and I like doing it. So I want to hear what was your sexting? Let's hear it.
It's like, okay. So this is a fun fact for everybody listening. So one of my eventual goals, maybe not this year because I'm working on my first novel this year, maybe next year, is to write a series of like short stories of like all erotica.
We haven't spoken about this. No. I've already started doing this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
oh,
this good. Is what I want to do. Good. We should do it together.
Oh, yeah, we should. The Kat and Mark short story. But then I've got one better as well, just to add to that. Okay. Is, well, I mean, you'd probably be good for this as well. Is that, so this was my plan, but we could do two versions
Let's
of this.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Is also a audio book with my voice reading it because guys love my voice, but I feel like girls would also love your voice.
I've already recorded two.
No way! This is hilarious. So there we go. So then they can buy the Mark reading edition or the Kat reading edition.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I didn't even know you were thinking about
this. No, yeah, I am.
Yeah, we should do one and maybe have like a collab version.
Yeah, I'm happy to care because then it can be multiple like little like short stories, right?
Yeah. I'll send you one that I've already done.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Okay, well, maybe we'll have to start it sooner then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it. All right,
good. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so that's okay. So guys are get G'd up for the Kat and Mark short
this is
story
so
erotica.
Happy to hear this. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Can we get a taste of your sexting?
Okay, so anyway, so because of the fact, so you all know that I'm good with writing. Like I've got my blog, I'm currently writing my first novel. I mean, the erotica was already on the cards. I do a lot of reading as well. Not really, I don't really read erotica, but I mean, I know how to write. If you know how to write, you can just write this kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I've never kind of, even when I was in high school, maybe my literary skills were not as good then, or maybe the sexting was just a bit different back then. But so now sexting, I've kind of made it into like a little mini erotica. Like when me and this guy that I was like sexting with, and he loves it. He'll just be like, talk to me dirty, but like a story. And I'm just like, and I'm just like, oh my God. And I get so cringy. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, got like 10 minutes like going on this. Like,
this is perfect.
So there was one this morning that I,
we're going to get Kat's phone out.
Oh my God.
Let's just a taste.
I don't even know if I can
bit.
Even read all of it just because I don't.
Just because a taste of.
What are the things that I'm into in my personal life?
It's different than work is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, a little bit. So,
let's hear it.
Oh my God, I don't even know. Okay,
let's hear it. Let's hear it. You have to now. Just one message.
Okay,
just one message.
All right. Okay. oh my God, we're going to search on it. Okay.
Otherwise, I'm reading it. It's, okay, it's okay. Coming out one way or the other. Yeah, let's hear it.
We are making, I'm trying to be sick. I'm trying to say it's sexy now.
All right, serious sexual. Fuck. Imagine this guy you're sexting. Let's go.
Oh my God, neck minute, like a YouTube ban?
Nah, yeah, it's worth it. Fuck YouTube. Let's hear it.
Okay. We're making out. I don't know how to say it sexy. No, I'm just going to read it. We are making out on the couch. It's slow, passionate. We take each other's clothes off, but are still in our underwear. You start to choke me. You tell me to be a good girl and get on my knees. You make me put my hand out. You hit my hand with a paddle and then spit on my face.
Yes. This is good. Keep going, keep going.
Grab my head and start face fucking me and then grab me by the neck and throw me on the couch. You start to fuck me hard with your hand around my neck and tell me I'm not allowed to come or scream.
This is awesome.
Oh my God, no. Oh, I don't.
All right, no, can I say something? Number one, I like the kink that's involved in this. I'm impressed. I'm enjoying it.
I like kink. I never get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where the sexing comes from, right? That's what you want. It's a fantasy.
Oh God, do I have to keep reading?
Just one sentence more.
Yeah, so tell me I'm not allowed to come or scream. You slap me when I make a little noise and spit in my face and tell me to shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's
because
good.
You told me not to talk.
Oh, this is good. I'm nearly done.
Oh, give us more. Okay, all right. So you fuck me harder and then say when you count down from 10, I have to come for you. And then you count down from 10 slowly, still choking me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Proper wrote that out. And then we both come together and then you start kissing me passionately again.
All right, this is fun.
And then that was the end.
All right, that's perfect. Well done. Well done, Kat.
But I'm like sweating.
That was good. I enjoyed it. Number one, the kink was great. You got to listen to the story.
But anyway, that's a little taste of the erotica that I'm going to be writing, guys. Yeah,
we want to hear some more later. This is-
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. It was good. That was good. We need to chat about this after this podcast. But I think, yeah, we need to get some erotica going.
Yeah, so that's a little sneak peek So anyway, that's the sexting that I was doing with
this guy. So have you met this guy yet?
Not yet.
No, okay.
Not yet. This is where the sexting comes. Okay,
so we're gonna hear maybe next week's episode.
We don't live in the same city.
Okay,
but we've been talking a little bit.
I can see you've been talking. Yeah, there's been some chat going on. I can see that.
We don't live in the same city, so it's hard.
But see, isn't this better? Isn't this better? Like when you go to see this guy. Is so much more of a build up, right?
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Of this. Like
I think so.
Yeah, I think. Listen, if you're not sexing out there.
Have I not always said that my ideal guy does not live anywhere near me?
That's true.
Very
he's definitely
far
not
away
in your
from
house.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, this is actually
super far away.
This is perfect.
I would say, you know, the last like few guys that I've kind of seen or dated have like not lived in the same state.
All right,
which
maybe
is how
say,
I like it. Very far away.
You,
very,
yes.
Very far away from
not,
me.
Not close. All right, that's good. All right, so all we're right. Excited to hear about this. We should probably do an episode at one point about sexting. I think that'd be kind of fun too.
Ooh, but, okay, right. Maybe when we do a little bit more of our erotica, yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that
all
a
right.
Bit. All right.
Sounds great.
So tell me, do you have a story? You've only, I feel like you haven't had one good story
mysterious.
Okay, in the whole like 12 or 13 episodes that we've done. It's
not one good story.
No, there was not one good story.
There was good stories.
No, you said one time you fucked a girl in a bathroom. That wasn't even a good story.
Oh, well, my feelings are hurt. My feelings hurt. All right.
Now have I just put you under pressure now?
No, fuck you. From now on, no good stories for you, okay?
Well, you don't have any good stories anyway.
Listen, I was going to talk about you this week, actually.
Fuck
yeah,
me.
So let's see how well you say this isn't a good story when it's about you, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. I know what this is.
We, it's probably not the one you're thinking. I won't go there. But there's I had students this last couple of weeks.
Oh.
Yes, this.
I thought that story.
That kind of would have been fun to talk about.
I mean, maybe we could circle back to that.
But no, I've had some students last couple of weeks, and Kat has come to help out, which has been great. You got to meet them all, and you gave him some advice around dating women, a little bit around some sex advice, and they're all happy to meet you and get that perspective, right? Because we always in our programs, we have me and my coaches, and we're always giving the guys' point of view, but we always like to have girls come in and jump on the program.
It was so nice meeting all of them, and it was really cute because to be honest, I kind of just more so came to just like say hi, and it was really cute being greeted with, oh my god, Kat,
that's Kat.
Oh my god. And I was like, oh my god,
I think you got hit with about 972 questions,
It was so cute. Yeah. I was just like, oh, like, hey, can I like help in it? I honestly didn't think that I would be able to help in any way.
No,
I was
you were super helpful.
Hey, can I like help? Yeah. And they were just like, oh my god, can you review my Tinder profile?
Yeah,
and
then
I spent like 2 hours reviewing everyone's Tinder profile.
That was great. That was a lot of fun.
It's kind of different because the advice that I gave them on their Tinders was not anything that like you and your business partner were saying, because I was saying, put your job on there because girls like that. Yeah. And you guys did not. Not one of them had their jobs on there, and they all had good jobs. I was like, if you're an engineer, put that shit on there.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's always good to make your job sound interesting, right?
Yeah, whether that's your chatting skills in person or
I think it was super helpful. So anyway, that's my really shitty story for the week, guys.
No,
I
hope that was you appreciate a good story because it had me.
Go fuck yourself. Shitty story.
That was a good story. It's a good story if I
heard that. There you go. So the key to have Kat thinking it's a good story is just put her in it. That's it.
Put me in it somewhere.
Done. All right. So let's talk about oral. Right. I've been excited to chat about this. We've been talking about it a little bit on and off in some of the episodes, but I wanted to dedicate some time to oral. So Kat, should we talk about guys going down on girls, or should we talk about girls sucking guys' dicks? What should we start with?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. What should we do first? Okay, should we talk about maybe eating pussy
first? Yeah, that's
because that's something maybe that we can both kind of comment on a bit.
Yes.
I mean, we have both eaten pussy. You haven't sucked a dick, have you?
Never.
Okay.
I've had one sucked. So I could give maybe little my own opinion, but you're definitely the expert. So.
I don't know. I mean, but you have a dick.
Correct. Yes. 10 points to Gryffindor. I do have a dick. But the thing is, this is the comment I have about this philosophy of, if you're a penis owner or you have a pussy, it doesn't mean that you're going to be good at either sucking dick or going down on a pussy.
Yeah, there's no way that I'm good at going down on a girl because vaginas, they scare me.
Yeah.
They do.
You just don't have the practice.
I just
don't
want it in my face.
Yeah. And you know what you like, perhaps, but maybe what you like is different to what a lot of other girls might like. So, yeah, we can give like a little bit of opinion on that side, but you're really good at sucking dick. I've got a lot of experience with eating pussy.
I do get paid to suck dick. So
you're a professional
dick sucker.
You're a professional cock sucker. So, we do have some tips to give. So, let's start with eating pussy.
Yeah.
Right. I would say, we're going to give a lot of tips today, but I'm going to say my number one tip for guys is slow down and enjoy it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Slowing down.
Slow down.
Yes. Yeah.
So, number one.
I think that was something that I've got a list here.
She's got a big
dot point. Slow the fuck down. I'm telling you, most guys, they fuck it up. I'm telling you. So, I've got a very long list here.
So, I think first thing is enjoy it, right? You need to understand that if you look like you're very hesitant, you don't want to do it, you're not enjoying it, the girl's going to be in her head, right? She's not going to enjoy it if you're not enjoying it. So you have to, from the very start, be very keen and wanting to lick pussy. Now, you might say as a guy, like if you're new to this, maybe you don't really enjoy it. Fuck it. You need to realize how much the girls enjoy this because it is the central pleasure zone of women. They have more nerve endings there than anywhere else. Most girls as a percentage are going to come from their clit than they're going to come from anywhere else on their body. So that is where you need to spend your time and attention.
I have a fun fact about clits actually.
Tell me.
Well, I mean, I was going to do, I'll just say it now. I was going to use it as a sex fact one week, but since we're talking about clits, I'll just say it now. So the clit is the only body part that is purely designed for pleasure.
Just pleasure.
That's just it. Pleasure. It has serves zero other purpose in the body.
Exactly. It's funny when you look at evolutionary theories, it's always like, why do girls come and why do they have a clit? And there's some theories behind it, but not many people can answer it. But yeah, it's interesting. It's just sitting there for pleasure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what it's there for, guys. Like, if you're wondering where is the clit, it's for the pleasure. Yeah, right? So, don't ignore it.
So yeah. That's the evolutionary purpose of the clit is to be pleasured.
Exactly. So don't ignore it.
Don't ignore evolution biology.
There you go. It's science, guys. It's science. Girls, if guys don't want to fucking pleasure your clit, let them know it's science. Okay.
You know,
it's
what I actually get offended if a guy doesn't go down. I mean, it depends on the circumstances.
Yeah, I understand.
So, like, okay, if it's like a bit of a quickie or if we're just kind of both like really just sort of kind of
we're just kind of ready to jump
each other's bones, and it's like, oh, okay, like we're both just there to like really quickly fuck and whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's kind of like, you know, the kind of sex that's a bit more like you're easing into it and then they don't go down on me, I find it offensive because that's like you're saying that I've got like, are you saying that there's something wrong with me downstairs that you don't want to go near it? That's the first thing that I think is like, you think that there's something bad going on down there that you don't want to deal with or that you're scared of or whatever, which I find insulting because it's like, you're saying I'm not clean.
And if that's how you're feeling, you're not going to enjoy anything.
Oh no, because then everything that comes after, I now hate this person because I'm like, you have just said that I'm unclean.
Yep.
So
fuck you.
Yeah. That's what I think.
A lot of times it comes from guys' insecurities, right? They either feel like they're going to be a little bit submissive that they go down on a girl. They feel like I'm not a man if I do it. They might feel like, oh, they're just scared. The same way that you might be scared of like going down a girl. It's like they're scared. So yeah, I mean, it's important for guys to make this a normal, natural part of sex and to really, I was going to say dive in for like
literally dive in.
And so that's the first thing is like, you need to reassure the girl. When you're going down on her, let her know she's got a great pussy if that's what you think. Let her know that she's got soft skin if that's what you think. Let her know that, fuck it, she tastes amazing if that's what you think. Like, this reassurance is going to help with building pleasure. And so number one is like, really enjoy it. But number two is the slowdown.
Mm.
Because guys, they're usually a bit rushed, let's say, right? And if you're rushed as a guy, the girl is going to feel rushed and once again, not going to enjoy it. So a little tip here that I like to tell guys is when you start going down on a girl, think about it the same way as if you're giving her a massage. Because if you're going to give a girl a back massage, you're not in a rush to make her climax with the massage.
You're not just
going to
like start going like this
straight away. You're not going to be diving into her back. And there's no goal or outcome. You're not trying to get to a, you're just giving her a massage. And when a girl's getting massage, she's not thinking like, oh, I'm not coming, right? Oh, this isn't working. They're enjoying every little bit of the massage. So I often tell guys, I'll like, okay, lay the girl down and I'll say, listen, I'm going to eat your pussy for the next 20 minutes. You're not allowed to fucking come. Do you understand me?
And you eat pussy for 20 minutes.
Well, this is what I tell the girl, right? I'm going to eat your pussy for 20 minutes. All right. You're not allowed to fucking come, right? That's it. And so now they relax. They're like, okay, he's going to eat my pussy slow. He's going to take his time and I don't have to come. Like, that's not the goal. That's not what he wants me to do. And so now she's able to get out of her head a little bit and feel the sensations. And I will start off slow. I will tease the body. I will start. And so 20 minutes is my mindset, is my goal. I never time myself. So I don't, you know, but my mindset is like, I'm going to start off really slow and gradually build this up. And then the next tip is you need to start understanding what the girl's body is telling you, right?
Mm.
So she's grabbing your head and pulling it closer to a clit, then maybe she wants it a little bit more sensitive, like a little bit more pressure. If she's like pulling back and squeezing her hips and shivering and like trying to move out of the way, then maybe you're going with a little bit too much pressure and a little bit too fast.
I cannot stress that point enough because so many, and we have mentioned this briefly before on the show, but we like exclamation mark, underline, is like you need to be, when you're giving head, whether you are a guy or a girl, I think the number one thing that makes you good at giving head, regardless of your gender and regardless of who you are, regardless of the gender you're giving it to, is to be able to pick up on these cues if I do this and then like, you know, look at them and then that's how are they reacting? Like, is it, you know, Do they like it or whatever? So if a girl is trying to get away from you, which this happens to me all the time with my clients, and I'm like pulling away and then they're like trying to like
bring me back in
and I'm like literally like half hanging off the bed. Yeah. There's literally been times where I'm like literally hanging off the bed. I just got like one leg there. And they're basically dangling me by one leg, like still like munching at me. And I'm like, bro, I'm literally on the floor.
You couldn't like, give a bigger sign.
Trying to crawl away and you just keep going. And it's like, because I mean, I do kind of feel a bit bad kind of just being like, it kind of kills the moment a little bit if I'm like, oh, like, don't, like, that hurts or whatever. So I try to not straight away say, obviously, I will say it eventually, but I try to not kill the moment by saying, oh, that hurts or that's too much. Because once you say that, then they usually get a bit scared. They get scared. And they kind of then just stop because they think like, oh, my God. Especially when you're like, it's, I find that guys as well, especially with escorts, they are a little bit like treading on eggshells a bit because then it's like, oh, if I accidentally hurt her, without realizing, is she going to kick me out? Is she going to report me?
They're gonna be more careful.
They think, they try to be more careful with us because they don't want any bad thing to happen, right? That's what I've noticed anyway, which is good. I mean, clients are always, my clients are always very respectful. So, I mean, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but if I do have to say like, oh, that hurts, they get really scared and they don't want to do it. So I try to not say that to them. But then also, so what I try to do is, the pulling away. But if you don't, like, if I'm pulling away, it means it's too much. And I even say this to my, whenever I'm collaborating as well. So usually guys, like when I'm collaborating with somebody for OnlyFans, they'll say the same thing, like, oh, like, you know, what do you like? What do you not like? And I always say, when you're going down on me, just don't like proper go harder.
You're
just, you know, make it look good for the camera, but I'm really sensitive. So just kind of do it softly or do they even just pretend to do it or whatever. Because if it's too much, like I'm going to be, it's happened to me a few times on camera where a guy would just go too ham and then I noticeably trying to run away. And then that just doesn't look good on camera when I'm literally trying to like run away, right? Where I'm like squirming around. It doesn't look good. So I'll just say to them like, oh, okay. If I start to pull away a little bit, just like stop.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, that's underline.
Yeah.
Capital letters hyphenated for girls pulling away or for guys pulling away as well. Cause like there's been times where I've been given head and a guy will like be like that. And it's like, oh, okay, well that could be that's a bad thing.
Exactly. It's a signal. And that's, you need to start looking out actively for these signals. And there's going to be some girls that lack a lot of stimulation, but that's fine. You can build up to it. That's not a problem. Or she might actually, so this is actually a good tip. If you're not sure as a guy, then just leave your tongue very flat and soft over the clit. And then with your hands, you can just gently move the girl's hips back and forth to encourage her to move. So most of the time, the girl understands what's happening here and she'll start moving her clit up and down on your tongue at the rhythm and pressure that she likes at that moment.
That's good
too. So if you're not sure if the girl's moving away, just wait. Like if you're squirming away, I would just wait and leave my tongue there. You will come back and then you will start moving a little bit. And so
is
now
just
I
like
know,
a reflex, like girls will just do
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're licking and then you stop. They're like, no more. And they'll start so they'll start moving their hips. And they're like, okay, this is exactly how she wants it right now. So then you just match that and then slowly build up again. You can also do, I like having alignment sessions.
A what? So
alignment sessions what does that is mean? What we call it. So what it means is if you're seeing someone, now it's a bit weird to maybe don't like when you just meet them, but say you're seeing someone, like it's been, a relationship or a few times. You can just say, hey, let's do this alignment session. So I'm going to go down on you. And every 30 seconds, just let me know what I should be doing. Harder, slower, faster. I want your tongue more pinpointed and stiff. Pull me in closer. Like you play with my tits as you do this. Like every 30 seconds you give feedback. And so it's not about, okay, let's have this amazing sexual experience right now, but it's just, let me understand what your body means. So when the girl squeezes up, does that mean, okay, it's a bit too hard? Or does it mean, fuck, I really like this, keep going? And you'll start to understand that girl. And most girls' body language is going to be very similar. So, and same thing with a guy, you can do the exact same thing. And so it allows you to have this environment where you can give feedback, where you've asked for it, where it's very open communication. Now you know. So the next time you go down on that girl or other girls, you're going to have all this, you know, information. It's like you're reading the girl's mind, essentially. Like she's telling you exactly what she wants. So that's another way to build up this, let's say, skill set of understanding what the body language means, which is, I agree, it's getting the girl in the right headspace is the most important thing. The next thing is definitely being able to read her body. And then the last thing is actually technique. The last thing is actually, okay, you know, how exactly should I look at lick her pussy? Because the first two are the most important, right? And then when it comes to the technique, sure, there are a lot of techniques. I'll give one in the interest of time is you know, you can start off obviously with a flatter, softer tongue. You can build up the intensity. You can make it a little bit more rigid. You can be licking up and down or side to side, depending on what the girl responds well to. But the key here is one of the last stages is you can add suction. So it's a little bit hard.
Someone
to
was
demonstrate.
Telling me this the other day. Yeah. I think it was the guy that I collabed with this week, and he was like, I just like to like
suck.
And I was like, don't you do that to me.
That's way, yeah. It would be too sensitive for you.
Absolutely not.
Probably. Yeah.
And I didn't even know that that was a thing until he mentioned it. And I was like, you suck on it.
Yeah. So essentially what you can do is you create a seal with your lips and just add a little bit of suction. So you're not like, massively like try to suck.
This is exactly what he said as well. Yeah.
So you create a seal, you add a little bit of suction. What that does is it actually increases blood flow to the area. It exposes the clit from the hood a little bit. You're squirming because you're a sensitive girl.
Girls
that like the sensation, right? You add a little bit of that and then lick at the same time. And for the girls
I'm
that like
sweating,
that,
just picturing someone hoovering my
hoovering. And you could also add, this is a bit more polarizing. So this is more 50-50 with the girls, but you can also add a little bit of vibration by humming. Now, why I say 50-50 is you can look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, if you're just like,
if you're like, yeah. But some girls really enjoy the vibration, the suction sensation, and the licking all at the same time.
Yeah, maybe not with maybe that one you'd probably want to be trying.
The humming you want to maybe ask about.
Yeah, maybe
about
try that with someone you've got a bit of something with.
Otherwise, you're going to have a girl being like, why is this motherfucker humming? Why is he so happy?
Throat
down
singing
there?
Down there.
Yeah, exactly. But there are some general tips around technique. Yeah. But as I said, the first two, make sure the girl's in the right headspace, show that you enjoy it, give her some compliments. Be slow, look at her body language and slowly build up and then bring in the hoover.
Yeah, well, because every girl is different. So I think this is just another really key point here, which I guess ties into the being able to pick up on body language is because every girl is different. So say Mark and even like this other guy that I was working with this week was like, oh yeah, these girls, they like this sucking thing. But like, I would not like that, right? I guess it's probably, just kind of see.
Oh, it's definitely.
Build up, start exactly what Mark was saying. Start slow and then build up. And maybe like a girl's comfort level is like 10%. Mm. Another girl might be like 300,000%. Like I know some girls that literally like to get like, basically steamroll it.
Yeah. Because I mean, you can even add, and I mean, this would be too sensitive for you, but you could even add, like get a little bullet vibrator and place that on the clit as you're licking it as well. Something else that I think is super helpful is even just getting a pillow and popping it under the girl's hips. This is like this is a cheat code right here, because if you have a girl on your bed and then before you go down on her, you grab a pillow and you say, lift your hips, and you pop the pillow underneath her hips. What it does for you is it elevates her pussy up a little bit, so you don't hurt your neck as much. As a guy, it gets sore. But as a girl, what she's thinking is like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing, right? Mm. Just that simple act of getting a pillow, putting it under your hips, the girl thinks, all right, he's eaten pussy before, right? He's prepared. So yeah, I think all these little tips are going to be great. Guys, try them out. Let him know. Let us know how you go.
I like a good, I mean, I've got a few tips here, but something I will say as well is, well, me, when I'm being in that, because my clit is just so sensitive, I don't like to much of it. Mm. I like a good finger, up the ass or up the vag, or both. But I much prefer like the penetration. I'm a lot less sensitive.
Do you like
on the inside
having penetration while you get your pussy eaten?
Yeah, but like just maybe minimal eating, really, really, really light. Mm. I like more. I would honestly, I would much rather just get fingered, to be honest. But I still get offended if a guy won't at least try to go
you
down on me.
You better try.
Yeah. My preference would be maybe he eats me out for like 5 seconds and then just starts fingering me. But because it's like, okay, I know that I'm not being insulted now because you've tried, but it's like, oh, I also kind of don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you need a guy that is going to be very aware of your sensitivity.
Yeah.
So maybe even like honestly, and this might help some guys as well, like the clitoral hood is a great protective case for that sensitivity. So guys could even stimulate the hood as opposed to trying to like go for the clit itself. And do it softly, and that is probably going to be more pleasurable as well. So yeah, it's great. And I think the idea of penetration is important as well. Some girls find it very distracting at the same time, and some girls find that layering of pleasure amazing. Again, you just have to see what the girl likes.
I was going to say something. I was going to add something else to that, but now I can't remember. But anyway, okay, wait. So what other tips did I have here? Okay. So don't like munch You'd be surprised how many guys try to like eat it, like
munch.
Yeah, like
they bring like chopsticks in and knife and fork.
They like bite it. Oh, geez, basically, don't do that, they're like guys. Eating it, like nibbling.
Oh no! Okay, yeah. We can't be doing that.
No, don't do that. That's not. No. You're not supposed to eat it. No. It's not food.
No, it's yeah. Please don't.
Yeah. The amount of times I've had guys try to eat it, and it's like that's not the way.
Yeah, no.
To eating pussy doesn't actually mean to eat the pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So that's a. That's one good point.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Let's not
guys,
do that.
Don't bring your color.
Oh, another point is to actually just do it. Like, as you were saying before, like some guys are scared or they might think just it's. I would never have thought that guys would feel bitchy eating pussy.
Yeah.
I would say that it is manly to eat pussy. Mm. If a guy doesn't eat my pussy, I'm just like, no.
Well, let's all know. This was actually the question of the week.
All right, so should we come back to that one then?
Let's do it now.
Okay, let's do it now.
Yeah, because I think it's a good point.
Oh, wait, let's come back to it. I had one more point on you. Yeah. This is just another.
Yeah.
Is don't make weird eye contact with me.
Oh, okay.
But no weird. So eye contact is okay.
Yeah,
but you need to maybe practice in the mirror.
Yeah.
I had this one guy that just, it was actually just made me very, he looked at me like he was going to like murder me. It was giving me like murdery eyes.
It's kind of
like not like it wasn't. It was giving me like murder eyes. Like it was. I would say if you're gonna look up at a girl, practice the eye contact.
I think
in the mirror a little bit to make sure you don't look like a crazy person.
In defense of guys, I think it's really hard not to look weird. Eating pussy and looking
No. Usually guys will look up at me. I've only ever had it this one time where he just gave me like a rabies looking look. And I was like,
because I actually think from a guy's point of view, it's important. Like I have my eyes open when I'm eating pussy and I'm usually most of the time looking up to see your facial expressions because I want to see like a lot of your body language. What you're going to tell me is in your face.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same when I give head, but it's like, you got to make that look sexy.
Yeah. When girls look up, it's sexy. I feel like as a guy looking up, like
it just always looks fucking creepy. If a girl looks back at
me, I will stop and be like, close your fucking eyes. Like I don't like this dynamic of me looking up at the girl as a guy. The other way around, I love when girls look up when they're sucking dick. I think that's really
hot. I try to not make too much eye contact when like people are eating. I don't know. Maybe if I was into them, it might be a bit hot.
Yeah, but maybe like, it's like sensual for you.
Yeah,
like
maybe if I was into them and maybe that might be that's like, oh yeah, we're making eye contact. But like just in general, like because I feel like guys always just look fucking creepy when they're looking at me.
And I'm
just,
that's fair.
So I kind of try to just be like.
Yeah. Like later.
Like that.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you just, but so maybe just if you lock eyes. Don't scare me because then I just leave that time. I'm just being like this because I'm just like, now I'm just scared. Like, okay. That was a weird look. So we'll do the question of the week and then we'll get into
We'll do question of the week early since we brought it up because I've had a lot of guys asking or basically saying rather that, I feel a bit weak and submissive eating pussy. I don't think it's a very manly thing. Like, what should I do about it? And it's been multiple guys. So I think it is something that's fairly common for men out there. And as I sort of said at the beginning is, look, there are some ways to make it feel more masculine and dominant for sure. But at the very least, you need to understand that you're giving this girl incredible pleasure. And so the way I think about it is every time I'm giving girls incredible pleasure and I'm leading that, it's a very masculine and manly thing. And sure, there are some ways you can make it feel, if this is what you're experiencing, feel a little bit more dominant. So something you can do is wrap your hands around the girl's thighs and kind of like pin them down and hold her as you're doing it. Sometimes you can, it depends what you're into, you can tie her hands to the bed first. You can blindfold her. You can add these elements of kink and restraint and bondage to make her feel, let's say, more restrained, submissive towards you. So now it's more of a masculine habit. And also you can dirty talk while you do this. Right. You can, similar to your texting a little bit, right? Like, hey, listen, you're not allowed to fucking come. Do you understand? Or listen, you have 10 seconds, right?
And then I'm stopping. Yeah, I stole that from you, actually. That's a Mark special.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Yeah.
The not coming in the countdown, which I actually heard from when I was getting, when I asked one of our friends.
And I was like, so
tell me. Yeah, I was like, tell me what Mark's like in the bedroom. I have to know. I was like, give me a step-by-step guide.
All right. So she told
she didn't give me a step-by-step guide, but she gave me like a few tips.
Okay.
Because what she said, she's like, it's different every time, which is what you did say. So she's like, I can't really give you like a step-by-step thing because he doesn't have the one plate. It's always been different. But she's like, oh, she told me like a few things.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And that was one of the things, like the not coming in the countdown. So I remember that. I was like, I like that.
Yeah, it is one of my favorites because it helps the girl to.
She said it works. She's like, I almost never come, but she's like, I don't know, something about being told that you, because people always want to do what they're told you can't do.
Exactly.
So she's like, I don't know how, but when he got to zero, I came.
Yeah.
Exactly what she said. She's like, I did.
Yeah. it really works because, as you mentioned, like, people, if you're like, come, you're like, I don't want to. If you're like, you're not allowed to come, you're like, well, watch me come, motherfucker.
It's
right?
It's true because I get told a lot of the time, like, oh, yeah, like, come for me. And it's like, well, I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah, not for you, motherfucker.
I'm not going to do now.
Funny, yeah. So, yeah, it's, Yeah. So to be a little bit more dominant, right? You can have some bondage. You can dirty talk a little bit. You can add those elements. But just from a mindset point of view, you need to realize girls don't think you're a pussy when you're eating their pussy.
Yeah.
Right. It's the last thing they're thinking.
Opposite.
Yeah. It's quite the opposite. Now, it's, as I said, there are some elements you can put in there, but you just need to trust us on this. You need to go out there, eat some fucking pussy, and the girl's going to love you for it. So,
like, every time, basically, unless maybe it's a quickie.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on the dynamic. But yeah, you, it's, as we said, it's the pleasure center, right?
Yeah.
It's where the girl's going to experience the most.
It's so interesting because, the way I think about it is, I feel like eating pussy is just such a dominant thing because it's like I'm just lying there and my vagina is like in this person's mouth. This is like my intimate area that this guy like has literally in his mouth. And I feel like the reverse, I think it's true. Like a lot of guys maybe wrongly think that like, oh, when a girl's sucking your dick, that's them being dominant. But no, when your dick is in my mouth, I can end your life. That is me being dominant.
Exactly.
I can literally end your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like no word of a lie. So
that's such a good point.
If I just buy it, that's it. You are done. That's game over for you. If I just like bite down, that's it. You're finished. So, I mean, I feel like that's just, if you got someone's private parts in your mouth, you are the,
you're in charge.
Yeah. You are in charge.
I mean, and that's honestly why, like personally, receiving head, I don't enjoy that much.
Our other friend is the same.
Yeah.
Who's quite dominant, like very similar to you in the bedroom. And he's the same. He hates it. He's like, because he says the same thing. He's like, this girl's got my dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
It's not me being dominant.
It's not a very controlling. Like there are ways, again, you can try and make it controlling. Like you can like force with consent, force the girl to do it. You can like
face fuck her. Like your dick's still in my mouth.
Exactly. Right. Like even then, I, for the most part, like girls often wonder, like that I've seen for a while, they're like, you've never asked me to suck your dick. You don't like what? And I'm like, I just don't enjoy it that much. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's nice, right? It's nice. But I would much prefer many other forms of sex, let's say.
Mm.
And so it's not anything I push for. It's not anything I really want. But let's, I want to really hear, Kat, your tips for girls out there and what you think makes a good blowjob in your professional opinion.
Okay. So there's a few things up on my list here.
All right, let's get the list
up. All right. I think the first thing, there's a couple of things.
All right.
I would say, all right. So this is one that I don't have on there, but while it's fresh in my mind, I will say it. So like learn to deep throat.
Okay.
Guys like that. I don't know why, because I feel like they just get impressed by it.
Mm.
I feel like there's a lot of other ways that I give head. So usually like if I'm making a guy come from giving head, it's never with deep throat, but they always like it.
Mm.
So I would say, you know, if you can, it doesn't come to, I couldn't always deep throat. I wasn't born being able to deep throat.
No,
it's shit you got to practice. I mean, you got to do it. Practice that.
I've got a couple of things to say here. Number one, I agree. I think it's super kinky. Like it's not the most pleasurable thing,
but
it's
just
super
like it.
Fucking kinky.
And if you can say you can do it, it's like a talent.
How did you learn?
Just practice, really.
On men?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's about like desensitizing.
Because
I
have sex most days.
That's true.
So if you're not having sex most days, get a dildo.
And then practice on the dildo. Okay. Are there any?
And even I had boyfriends. I had 7 years of my teenage years, I had boyfriends that I was able to practice on quite frequently. So I've had like very frequent sex, like all throughout my life. If you're maybe not having as frequent sex, because I mean, if you can kind of do it once, I feel like it's something that you've got to keep practicing, because you got to, there's ways that you can learn how to do it as well, because it's not just like, oh, you have to breathe in a certain way, because if you've got something that's there, that's like blocking your windpipe, you have to kind of breathe kind of through your nose, but then also you have to, you're thinking about a lot of things when you're deep throating. You're thinking about a lot. And there's a certain like kind of angle that your neck has to be in for it to go down in a way that's not just straight going to the uvula.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a certain way, I can kind of go deeper and it's kind of not really as much hitting my uvula. And you can kind of practice sucking it up and like opening up your throat a bit so that it kind of just goes straight down. But then, so you're kind of thinking about all that and then you're trying to breathe through your nose at the same time and also thinking about obviously like not vomiting and things like that. And also trying to not bite. So when you're like a snake, you're like, but also because you don't want to just go like, like that, because then that's not pleasurable. You have to close your mouth over it while also trying to keep the throat open.
This is complex.
It is. That's why I said you need practice.
And this is even hard to explain.
And especially if you want to do it, it's easy to do it once, but if you want to, if a guy wants to face fuck you and you got to hold your throat kind of open and you got to be in a certain way. So there's only a few positions. I have so much
more respect for girls at deep throat now.
Yeah, no, there's a few positions that I can't do it in every single position. There's specific positions that I have to be in that get my neck in the right way for me to like be able to open my throat up. Yeah.
Interesting. So girls just have to practice.
You got to practice this shit.
There's so much muscle memory here.
Yeah, there's a few times where I've like vomited.
Have you vomited on the dick?
Not vomited, but it's like you can kind of like feel it coming up.
Oof.
And then I have to stop. Like Jay, and then you got to quickly. So otherwise, like I would have, but like you know when you kind of feel it coming up, and I'm like, oh no, and then you got to like stop, take like a have break. A breather, and then like start again.
Damn, this is impressive.
But like, yeah, you can absolutely vomit on somebody's dick, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, I've had that from like I've had vomit.
Yeah. So I mean, that can absolutely happen.
Yeah, this is impressive.
So you got to practice.
Essentially practice. Okay. Are there any other tips with deep throating? So getting the right angle, practicing lots, careful you're not having your teeth, figure out the position that helps. Is there anything else or is just practice after that?
Yeah, it's honestly just practice, especially being able to do the all breathing. That while still breathing.
Okay.
Nice. As well, and because you can't breathe through your throat, because when you breathe through your throat, it moves your uvula.
So
you got to try to like keep that real still, and try to like,
Oh, this is so interesting. All right, let's move down the list then.
Yeah. Okay. So that was that. So yeah, practice your deep throating because as I said, it's not the most pleasurable thing, but I just like it.
Yeah, that's true.
So okay. So this is something that I do. Well, I mean, I don't know if this is something that everyone is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on your tongue.
Okay.
I do a lot of crazy things with my tongue when I'm sucking you guys.
Okay,
but
I like
have
this.
A very, very long tongue.
That's it. Oh, you do? Damn. For a little girl, you got a big tongue. All right. So you're
Very bendy.
So you're licking the cock as you're sucking.
So I can do like lots of crazy things with my tongue. Like my tongue can basically like spiral around a dick I'm sucking it. And that's me. So I pretty much, and then I can also kind of, I can like the Mexican wave.
Okay.
Kind of thing. I can like do that with my tongue. I don't know. Some guys like that. So it's kind of like wavy like that.
Okay.
And I can kind of like spiral it around a bit. Damn. But I mean, this is something that I can do because I've got a very abnormally long tongue, but you probably don't need to do fancy ass tricks. But you can use your tongue. I feel like some girls maybe might not use their tongue as well, because whenever I do that, whenever I use my tongue a lot, guys are always like mesmerized by it. Now, what are you doing? And I'm like,
yeah, no, I love that idea. even when you're starting out with sucking the dick, I think a lot of girls are just like, they just get into it. I think even the old idea of like slowing down helps here as well. And you can use your tongue to either like lick up and down the shaft or, you know, run around the tip or like around the edge of the dick, which is super sensitive. So yeah, if you're skilled enough, you can practice using it while you're sucking. I think that's amazing.
I always like to start with a good tease. So I don't like to just straight suck the dick.
I love hearing
they
this.
They like when you spend like, I will literally tease them for like a few minutes.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Where I kind of like kiss around it. Maybe I'll play with the balls a bit. Maybe I kiss it. Maybe I do like a little tiny lick of like the tip or like the little bit under the tip.
That's perfect,
like that little skin bit.
Yeah.
yeah, you know, maybe, you know, stroke it really, put my face near it.
That's
or I have this other thing that I do. Again, look, I feel like there's just, it depends on like your skills. So, so I have this like thing that I do when I'm like teasing a guy where it's like, I'll kind of put my whole, like I'll put it into my mouth as far down back as I can kind of go. But I kind of like keep my mouth like really open so it doesn't actually touch any part of my mouth. Okay. So it's like their dick is in my mouth, but they can't feel anything. Oh. It's just hanging there in gravity. But they know it's in my mouth. But my, I keep my mouth open. It's just there. And that's, it's like, and then I pull away and I do that a few times and they're just like, my dick is in your mouth, but I can't actually feel anything.
Sure, that, okay. That's something I haven't experienced. That's a good play. They like that. I like that. But because yeah, that's
the ultimate tease. Look, I think you need a big mouth to be able to do that and a, be able to widen your throat a bit to get it. Because there's some, and especially on the sides, sometimes I can get it all in, like quite far down and not touching. It's not touching nothing.
That's awesome. All right, I love that. So girls, you can practice that one.
Yeah, so that's, another one that requires a little practice as well. Yes, that's part of my teasing as well. Me just giving everybody all my tips now.
No, keep going. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
You're welcome, everyone. I would say, so don't forget the balls and the gooch. Okay. Guys like that. Yeah. Guy, and it depends on the guy. Some guys, their balls might be, I guess this goes back to
preferences.
Yeah, preferences. Yeah. But I always like to do a little bit of ball play where I suck them or like, you know, play around with them. Yeah. Some guys are really into it. Like I've had a few guys that can't come unless I'm sucking their balls.
Okay,
so it might be like I'm kind of giving them a hand job, but I'm sucking their balls, or maybe they're giving themselves a hand job while I'm sucking their balls. Some guys are real into that. So don't neglect the balls. Some guys are proper into that. Obviously, it needs to be clean shaven, because this is something else I'm going to go back to.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Don't put no one's balls in your mouth if they're not clean shaven, because that's just disgusting. And then the gooch. So if you don't know what a gooch is, it's the bit of skin that's between the balls and the ass. And it's a really, I mean, I don't have one, but from what I've heard from guys is that's a real sensitive spot. And I kind of like to do usually like a little bit of anal play, like not proper sticking my fingers in, but what I'll kind of do is I'll massage the gooch and then I massage kind of a little bit down to their asshole and kind of just massage around it while I'm kind of like going down them. And guys always like that. Like guys pretend they don't like things being near their ass, but they do. You all love shit.
I'm not gay, bro, but
you all love shit. Every single guy, they love it. They will never admit it, but you love people playing with your asshole like they do. So there's that. I've got two more. Lots of slobber. I find that guys just love slobber.
Yes. This, look, I'm sure, again, this might be a little bit of a preference thing with some guys, but I'm a big fan of this.
I have never met one guy that didn't like a lot of slobber. So I can safely assume 99.9% of guys like slobber.
Because one, it's like lubrication. Right, which is nice.
Usually, I would spit on a dick before going at it just to lube it up.
Yeah, but true, it's kinky as fuck. Like when I see a girl like dribbling down her face and shit, like that turns me on so much. Like that is kinky.
My favorite thing that I try to do,
the more the better,
is I will kind of like slobber and then I'll like pull away, but I'll make sure that there's enough slobber. So I got a line of slobber and then I'll kind of just be going at it. Yeah. And there's this big line of slobber and I'm just like, look, they love it. Yeah. And I've got a big thing of slobber, like connecting my mouth to their dick. And they're like, mesmerized.
To be honest, I think some girls are a little bit self-conscious about this sometimes. They're like, oh shit, I've got like saliva. It's like, no, we like that.
No, I have it. Yeah, I usually end up with it all over my face. It's in my hair. It's dripping down them.
10 out of 10.
I will probably spit on that dick every 5 seconds. There is more spit going on.
Preach. Preach. This is perfect. Girls out there, let's loosen up.
So this is my last one. Is don't be scared to like use your hands as well. Like maybe girls think like, oh, I have to be always using my mouth. No, a lot of guys, they like, and because you can't just be using your mouth for like, especially if it's like a long blowjob, like if you're giving a blowjob for like more than like a few minutes, it hurts. especially as I was explaining with that deep throat and stuff before, this is hard work. Yeah. This is like sucking dick is hard work. Your jaw is like in weird places. Usually your back is in a weird angle and your neck and all that stuff. So I usually like to take a bit of breaks in between. So everything that I've kind of said, I'll kind of do that in like a, you know, do this and then this and then this and then this and then this. And then it's like, by the time I've kind of gone through all that, I'll use my hands for a little bit. And then I kind of do the motion again. So it's not just always like that because it hurts.
Exactly.
It hurts. Yeah. So yeah, so don't be scared to like, you know, take or even just take breaks, use your hands a bit. Because I find that most guys, or some guys come from like, yeah, like a blowjob, but some guys like they can't come from just from the oral and they need a little bit of hand stimulation as well.
Exactly. And you got to think like some guys are used to pressure, right? So if guys are jerking off a lot and using a lot of, like, again, it goes back to preferences and sensitivity. Some guys are going to be more sensitive and some guys are going to be used to having a lot of pressure from a hand. So you just got to not be able to get that pressure from your mouth.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's, yeah, use your hand as well. And while you're taking that break, like, I think keep it sexy. Right. If you're looking up at the guy, as you said,
so I'll take a break. There's literally slobber everywhere.
It's
spitting on it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm done with it. Oh, this is another one of my signature moves as well is to the hummer. It's where it's like a hand job and head at the same time. So it's like you got one hand at the base.
Yeah.
That's like giving a hand job, but then you're sucking like the top part.
Ah, that's good. Yeah. Because for girls out there, the that most sensitive part of a guy's dick is definitely the knob, like around the rim there, and also the tip. Like that is what's going to be most sensitive. So yeah, if you're using your mouth there and then using your hand at the base, sexy.
Yeah, I find that majority of the time when guys are coming, it's literally from a hummer where it's like both, where it's like a bit of a hand action. I like the name
hummer.
Have you never heard that? That was from, I don't know, that was something that maybe that's like a my high school thing, but I remember that's something that we used to talk about in high school. It was like, oh, she gave me a hummer, bro.
she gave me a hummer. Was the best.
And I don't know why in high school it was so fascinating that it was a hand job and a head job in the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
That's so I've always remembered that since high school. And I mean, I put that into like my practice. No, and guys love it. They love it. It's two of their things that they like at one time.
All right, I love this. Let's talk about shaving.
Oh yes, that was the
because next. I think we both have views on this, and everyone's going to be different. But I'm curious to hear your view on hair and shaving when it comes
everything clean. I don't want to see a single hair.
Go on.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. Goodbye. I don't mind if maybe the guy is super neatly trimmed, but like when I say trimmed, I mean like
you like a mill.
To the point where it's like I almost can't see it.
Interesting.
Like really, really trimmed.
What about body hair in general? Do you like a guy with a hairy chest, for example? Or are you just like a no hair?
I would much rather a guy have absolutely zero hair on his body, other than like on his head and his eyelashes.
All right. Eyelashes alone.
Eyebrows, eyelashes, and like hair on the head. Okay. Other than that, don't. And maybe a beard.
Okay. Because I noticed such a mix with this with girls. I have some girls that hate when I shave my chest. They're like, what are you doing? Like, they find it very,
this
like,
this is
masculine.
Very polarizing. It's
very polarizing, right?
Yeah, because I know a few girls that, like, they're like, oh, if the dick is shaved, then it's weird. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas for me, when it comes to women as well, I'm very similar to you. I think we have a similar belief here, is I don't like hair.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like hair on myself so much. Like, that's why oftentimes I'm, like, shaving my chest. But on a girl as well, like, going down on her, it's so much more pleasurable for me going down a girl that has no hair.
Would you go down on a girl that had hair?
I would, but I wouldn't enjoy it as much, right? I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
You would say, like, oh, no.
You're like, I'm done.
There have literally been times where I had to turn someone down. I'm like, I can't.
And I think
if it was just too much hair.
Yeah, it's too much. You can't, yeah.
I just can't do it. There have literally been times where I said, I'm so sorry. Like, that's just.
Do you ever just hand him a razor?
There was literally one time where there was one client that like got so upset and I was like, well, I mean, there was just so much hair there. I could barely even see his dick. Like, and I was just like, nah, I can't do it. And then he was like, oh, I can go and shave it. I was like, okay, that's fine. I always bring shaving razors as well if in the odd cases this happens. But it's like there was just so much there that it just couldn't. A shaving razor just couldn't pushed. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably a generational thing as well. It's what we get used to. Like, you know, when I entered sexuality, was sleeping with a lot of girls, like all of them were shaved. It was kind of the thing that's in. And so it becomes something I've become very accustomed to. And I do find it a bit almost like distracting. I also think it's a little bit more hygienic when it's shaved. But yeah, if there was a girl that wasn't shaved, it's not a huge deal for me, let's say, but I much prefer it when they are. So it's interesting to see, like, again, the preferences and perspectives.
Well, I get full body laser, so I didn't even do the shape. Like, even I make sure there's, like, no hair on my body. I laser every inch of my body except my eyelashes, my eyebrows, and the hair.
Hairless. All right, there you go.
Proper hairless. Yeah. Even my asshole. My pussy and my asshole get full laser.
Everything's okay, interesting. Yeah, there you go. So it's yeah, I think for us, and even this is another point for guys, you spoke about beards. Be careful your beard isn't super prickly.
Oh my God. with you. I've had this, yeah. This is such a good point. I've had this happen to me where it's like scratched up my pussy and I'm like, oh my God.
I've been the culprit of this when I was younger. When I was younger, I've shaved a little bit. It's been prickly. And then the girl is like, all right, you've given me like pash rash on my fucking pussy. So now I'm always making sure that it's at a length that isn't going to cause that. I'm making sure that when you're eating pussy, you're leaving enough of a barrier that you're not like rubbing your fucking stubble across the girl. So yeah, again, just on that hair topic, something to keep in mind for the guys, like preparation is careful. And also your lips, like make sure your lips are dry and cracking. That's also not nice on skin. So use some lip balm if you have dry lips. So that's all right, there we go.
Yeah, I feel like just don't have body hair. Like just don't do it.
Everyone out there, laser everything.
And if anyone is planning on having sex with me, just get rid of all of it.
Well, this is, this is for anyone from cat mowing, guys. As a guy, I'm not like completely hairless all the time. Like I keep it trimmed, essentially.
Yeah, look, I feel like trimmed is like okay.
Yeah, but you prefer just bald.
Like, look, trimmed is okay if it's short.
Yeah. No, I get
it. It's okay. I can manage with that. But if it's really bushy, so the reason why I don't like it is, well, one, it looks unclean. So like you are just let me know that you are. Yeah, you've just let me know that you're unclean and you're unkept and you're untidy.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then two, it's when you are going down on a guy that has hair, even if it's like trimmed as well, it can get stuck in the back of your throat. And there have literally been times where I'm like coughing up fur balls for like days. Okay,
so this is like long hairs of the fucking
belt. It does, especially if you're like deep throating as well and it just pushes this hair to the back of your throat. Yeah. And then it just stays there.
Yeah,
It stays there and I'm like.
Yeah, like, all right. So guys, shave your dicks.
Yeah, please.
But also, if you manage it, it also makes your dick look bigger essentially, right? That's another thing. Alrighty.
Oh, did we want to talk about like setting up oral or introducing oral?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. So
like when does it happen? I mean, some people, maybe especially if these are guys that don't do it often. Like when is a good time to do it? Before sex, after sex, during sex?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's talk about, so say you're a guy out there giving oral. I think having this before intercourse is a great idea, because if you actually get the girl super turned on, and you see it maybe even as a form of foreplay if you want, right? Girls are much more likely to come and enjoy sex and penetration
if they're when you
have foreplay, 100%. And so I think that is a great idea doing it before. There's no reason you can't incorporate it during sex. Sometimes I will be fucking a girl, penetrating her, and then stop, tell her to lie down and eat a pussy in between, right? That's also something you can do. So as a guy, you all the time, just eat pussy. But if you're a girl that wants a guy to go down on you, and maybe you're in a situation you mentioned where there's some guys that are just fucking you and they're not worried about your clit, I guess the question is, how do you communicate that, right? How do you encourage the guy to go down on you? So I think it's always tough if you're just having a conversation where you're like, hey, can you please eat my pussy? It's not very sexy when that's the case. I think you can hint at it during sex. So I think during sex, anytime the guy goes near your clit, encourage it. That feels amazing. That's so great. If he's using his hand over your clit, let him know that. You could even mention to him, I really love these positions because it kind of hits my clit a little bit.
What's your favorite one? Oh, I had a dream.
Yeah.
I had this dream.
I had a dream. And this
you
is
were
what
eating my pussy and it was so hot.
It was
hot.
The best. It was amazing. So you can encourage it that way. You could even tell him like, look, as you mentioned, like I think it'd be so hot. Right, you going down on me, like it is so sexy, like me picturing you just in between my legs, like I feel so vulnerable and like I just feel so submissive and like you just like having control of me like that head, like fuck that. Whereas if you're like asking it like a favor, can you please, it's not sexy. If you tell him like this is why it turns me on so much, he's gonna be much more likely to do it. So do you have any tips for guys about how, say you're a guy that's like, I really like getting my dick sucked, do you have any tips for guys about how to make that happen? I would say
eat her pussy first, because if you go down on her first, girls are mostly giving.
Yep.
They will usually return the favor. So if you want a girl to go down on you for 10 minutes, go down on her for 10 minutes and then she'll most likely do the same.
Too true. Yeah.
In return.
No. No, I completely
maybe,
agree.
Maybe not. Even if not then, she'll remember it and maybe do it another time, or maybe surprise you and just give you a BJ one day. Yeah,
exactly. And some girls love giving. Like you could even ask her, like, what are your, do you like sucking dick? Right? That's something I ask girls sometimes, right? Like you can find out.
No, but I like sucking dick, especially if it's a nice looking dick. Exactly. If I say nice looking dick, I just have this feminine urge to put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth. So, but yeah, I couldn't agree more. The reciprocity, like give her the pleasure first and then worry about your own needs as a guy. All right, cool. Thank you. That's some good tips. Should we move to sex facts of the week?
Because we already did the question, didn't we? Or should we do the review?
Oh, yeah, we should do a review.
Yep.
All right. What have we got here, Kat?
Forgot about that. Okay, so, well, I don't know what you've got. Ooh, I don't know what you've got there, but we've got some paddles. So I've got the Honey Birdette paddle.
Yep, I've got Sax, S-A-X. And we'll have a paddle fight.
Mark's one looks like a tennis racket.
Yeah, I've got a ping pong racket.
It's like a ping pong racket. One side is fluffy.
One side is leather and then one side is like sheepskin. It's black, it's leathery. Those watching YouTube, you can see it. Those on the podcast can't. And then Kat's, I'm not going to lie, it's more stylish.
Yeah,
it's a little bit sad. It's got some like rose gold. It's got leather. Honey Birdette in it.
What style of paddle would you call it? It's like a long, thin.
Yeah, long, thin paddle.
Paddle?
Yeah, as opposed to my tennis racket.
Yeah, the handle is rose gold. It's really pretty.
All right. So have you had that used on you before or not yet?
Yeah, I have.
Do you like it? What are your views?
Yeah, look. You can do a lot of damage. You can do a lot of damage with these battles. Yeah, look. Okay, look. I like a little pain in the bedroom, but not too much pain. I don't mind being choked. But like when it comes to like squeezing or like here, I don't mind being like maybe slapped around a little bit on my face or whatever. But when it comes to like, being spanked or like grabbed and squeezed or whatever, mine just hurts too much. I'm really little. Yeah. So
no, it's like you like the sensation or the thought just of like getting taken control of, yeah. But maybe not the actual physical pain.
I'm not like too into to being spanked.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not too into it because it always ends up just hurting too much.
Yeah.
But too much. I feel like I'm just not into that kind of pain.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you might like this paddle a little bit more than actually the Sax one, because the thing I like about this is it gives you two sensations. So one side is like leather and this can be painful in terms of if I was going to give a scale of certain toys, right? This is probably like medium end in terms of impact play. But the leather is definitely going to be painful, but then you've got this soft, like sheepskin, fluffy side. And if you hit with this, it doesn't hurt at all, right? So it's,
that's not too bad.
Yeah. It gives like this very strong sensation. So you feel like this dominant hit, but no pain, right? There's no stinging, like pain or anything associated with it.
Maybe I need to get one of those.
And also what it's good for is if you are using the fun leather side where it's like painful, after the skin is very, let's say, red raw, there's blood to the air, it's stinging, and basically when that happens, it's all you can think about. Your arse cheeks is where your mind is at that point. It's where all your attention is. And so when that happens, you take the soft, furry side and you can just rub it across the skin. And so now you went from this very dominant, hard, slapping, stinging, and now you have this comforting, warm, like fluffy sensation. So it's a nice mix that you can add with just one toy, just one impact play toy, one paddle. So that's why I do like it. But I will say, if you are thinking about getting a paddle, Honey Birdette, it does look more classy. It's a little bit more sexy. It's going to be painful.
Yeah.
And also surface area, it's a little bit smaller, the Honey Birdette, so it will be more painful than a bigger surface area of the paddle.
It's like a whip, basically.
So they're both nice. So if you guys want to look into them, one's Honey Birdette, one is SAX. You can get it from a few areas online. The paddle's great. Great impact play. And also one of them has a little furry side, so you can work with that. All right.
Good. Okay. So last thing for today is, the sex fact. I don't know if this one is as much of a fact as more of a sex fact is more of a sexpiracy.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I wrote this one down a while ago, so I can't remember if it was a proven fact or if it was just a theorized conspiracy.
Let's throw it out there and we'll
Which I feel like it's true because it kind of applies to me a little bit. So people who like spicy food, who like enjoy spicy food, because spicy is not really a flavor. It's a pain. It's technically a sensation. It's like a pain in your mouth. So it's said that people who like spicy foods are generally more kinky or like, is it masochistic where you like pain? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masochist.
Yeah. So they tend to have more of those tendencies because if you like the pain of the spice in your mouth, then that means you like pain generally.
That's interesting.
And that kind of applies to me a little bit.
There's probably a lot of truth to this because I don't spicy. Like spicy food. Okay.
But you like inflicting pain.
Yeah, saddest. I like giving the pain. Yeah. Right? I don't want to be the one receiving it.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some truth.
Well, see, I really like spicy food. Like the spicier, the better. Like there's times where I'm like nearly in tears because of how spicy it is and I love it.
I wonder how they figured this out. They just went around to like Indian restaurants and asked people how kinky they are.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where this
I believe it though. It's a true fact.
I might have heard that in like another podcast or like a YouTube video or something. So not a proven thing, but I think, because...
All right, guys,
I like spicy food and I'm pretty kinky.
If you like spicy food and if you're kinky or not. We need a poll. We need to figure this out. But I agree with it. What's your favorite spicy food actually? What's your go-to?
Any like spicy stir fry, I would say like a chili basil
chili
or like a pork roll. Like you know, like the banh mi pork rolls.
Now I'm getting
you
hungry.
Just plaster it with chili.
Okay. Now I'm hungry. I like a pork. Okay. We're gonna go eat now. anyway, guys, thank you. Thanks for joining and listening this week. Hopefully you got a lot of, I learned a lot about oral in terms of like sucking dick. Like next girl, I'm going to be like, you need to do that thing, cast it on the podcast. With how about just
before you, how about next time when you invite a girl over, say, watch this podcast first and then come over.
I'll just give him the clip of you explaining and be like, okay, just out of curiosity, just you might want to check this out.
Yeah. And then come over once you've done watching
okay.
That.
And then I'll let you know how everything went. Yeah. And then we'll give us
and
some
so everyone, yeah. So if you want to practice, or maybe just get a dildo. I mean, if you don't have a boyfriend or something to like practice on.
You might be a bit embarrassed like practicing on a guy if you're just, you know, feeling a little bit, you're training essentially. Mm. So yeah, train on a toy, get better.
Yeah, I mean, I have been told I give the best blowjobs on the planet.
Well, it sounds like it. Yeah. It sounds like you are a professional.
I have a mouth that is built for giving head, exactly. I think.
God gifted you for a certain reason.
Want a big mouth and a really long, bendy tongue.
Exactly, and you like chili food. So let's, all right, do you want to shout out our TikTok,
yes. Okay, yeah. So our TikTok is Kat and Mark Show, and then our Instagram is also Kat and Mark Show.
In the comments, in the description, that's where they all are. You can just click the link.
Yeah, make sure you like, thumbs up, subscribe, 5-star, or wherever you're watching this.
Yep, everything. And let us know.
Share us on your story. Give us to your mom. Give us to your neighbor.
Love it, guys. All right, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.